Indian films and TV programs are hugely popular in Pakistan, but as a result of growing tensions between the two South Asian neighbours, Pakistan has imposed a complete ban on TV and radio content from over the border. The authorities have raided shops selling satellite equipment which can be used to watch the highly popular Indian soap operas and films.
The government has announced a blanket ban on any Indian content that includes soap operas, music and Bollywood films to be shown on any TV channels, whether it is on cable, on satellite dishes, or on FM radio or the other radios. So it's a complete ban which was triggered by heightened military tensions between the two countries. And then as a first, India banned Pakistani actors who were working in Bollywood or Indian films. They were actually asked to leave the country. All Indian content is now banned in Pakistan.
And what's the reaction to this in Pakistan? Are people missing the music?
We have been talking to people on streets, most of them. You know, first you should know that Indian content, whether it's films or music, it's very, very popular in Pakistan. Any household which has a television set do watch or listen to Indian movies or dramas or music. So people are a bit surprised as well, because initially the government said that the ban would be partial. For about 6% of the Indian content would be allowed. Now they have put a complete ban. Pakistanis do want to listen to Indian content. They do want to watch Indian movies and music. So they are kind of upset.
In Syria, the UN has been forced to abandon plans to evacuate wounded civilians from Aleppo. The UN had wanted to take advantage of a temporary truce declared on Thursday by Syrian and Russian forces, which has now been extended until Saturday evening. The spokesman for the UN Human Rights Commissioner told the BBC the situation inside the city was dire.
Aleppo is just horrendous, and the conditions are just unbearable. And you know, everyone can see that, everyone knows that, and yet you know, there's very little we can do from outside.
More details from our defence and diplomatic correspondent, Jonathan Marcus.
The temporary pause in the Russian and Syrian air operations in and around Aleppo is holding, but it has not led to the hoped-for evacuation of injured civilians or the departure, as demanded by Moscow, of the Al-Qaeda-linked fighters in the eastern part of the city.